I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Like recommends like on The Rough Draft Diaries. So from our last interview with artist Lorraine Lynn, we're talking to another artist, Jordan Buescher. Again, she's an artist, educator, and curator who received her MFA from Brooklyn College, the City University of New York. She's currently working at the Arts Commission in Toledo. And her art is quite different from Lorraine's. Looking through her portfolio, you can see early examples of figurative art, art that clearly derives from one object source. It's mainly paintings of people, with titles like man, woman, student. And then there's a clear shift in her work. From portraiture, there's paintings of books.
I came to a point where I was making paintings of a kind of blend of imagined people and then source material that I found. And I felt like, well, if I wasn't painting actual people, and if I was inventing these stories, maybe the people didn't even need to be in the stories. Maybe I could invent the stories without the people actually there. And I saw this stack of books in my studio, and I just had this moment where I knew that I wanted to make that as a painting. So at the beginning, I didn't really know where it was going to go. But eventually, I discovered that the books can act as a stand-in for a person quite easily, whether I'm stacking them up in a very tall stack and then physically they reference the body when you're standing across from the painting. It's about human size. Or the books can act as a portrait of a person kind of thinking about what we read or what we take in, or, you know, thinking about this idea of a facade. And so I just felt that it was a rich subject to kind of transition from figurative painting over to a new subject that kind of dealt with some of the same issues without having to actually portray a person.
Art is not the only place Jordan has experienced a sense of transition. This year has created many challenges for many artists, Jordan being one of them, and on top of maneuvering a quarantine, she also has a new addition to the family. At the time of our interview, Jordan had a 4-week-old newborn sleeping in the next room.
So right now I am making a lot more drawings and small-scale work because it's manageable and finishable in a way that the paintings take so much longer. So I've been spending a lot more time drawing. The pandemic is one thing. Adding a third kid into the mix is another thing. Negotiating, still keeping my arts administration job amidst all of that and working from home is another thing. Confronting Black Lives Matter and the importance of that movement and which voices are elevated is another thing. So I don't really have a good answer with that. I just know that I've been needing to work small and changing my scale and how I approach things during this time.
It's weird to sound so reflective on 2020 when it's only August and we still have a good amount of the year left to go. I think it's fair to say that 2020 has been a difficult year to maneuver. But Jordan believes being an artist has helped equip her to handle the challenges of 2020. Listen to her discuss her process in creating a piece of art.
Sometimes it takes a while to really discover if that path is the right path or what the meaning is on that path. It's like I make the paintings and then I can write about them or talk about them after I make them. Being able to listen to that and to believe that and to trust that is maybe a skill that I've been able to hone in on. But I think I've always had some trust or some belief that, like, okay, well, I'm an artist, so even if this time in my life I don't have a studio or I'm not creating, it doesn't mean that it's always going to be that way. I know that it's a priority for me. So when I can bring it back, I will. Maybe because I've used that technique and then I've seen it actually happen and work. Now I just believe it and I don't have to, it's not such a big leap of faith, I guess.
It's trust. Just like Jordan mentioned, practicing a sense of trust that even if you can't figure out the meaning of what your path is now, maybe after the painting is done, after this year is finished, things might fall into place or shift into focus. So what do you do in the meantime while you're waiting for the painting to be done? Believe it or not, Jordan's answer is not to keep on creating work, but instead to give yourself space to decide if that's really what you should be doing in this moment.
But maybe it's a time of reflection, and whatever you do creatively to help yourself reflect. Maybe this is a great time for that now. So that could be reading or listening or educating yourself, being able to finish something and bring something to completion just feels so nice right now versus kind of slogging through a large painting that's taking forever, and that it feels like the ground is always shifting underneath me in terms of our cultural climate and our political climate. And there's just so much to take in and process that, you know, if my mind isn't fully on my artwork right now, that's okay. If I'm educating myself in other ways, then that's great too. Like I'm a creative person, but I'm also a whole person. And so maybe there are other parts in my life that need attending to right now, you know? So maybe be forgiving of yourself if now's not the most creative time in your life.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.